So the Bir Halacha talks about Simen Shin Ches Sif Gimel. What is a Kli Shel Malach Kulis? You know the din, the din is all the din. But what constitutes it? So the Shulchan Aruch said the case of Targum Lach Tefot Vela. Targum Lach Tefot Vela. So the Bir Halacha has a bunch of cases which the Gemara has. Then he says, folks, Dash a customer from the garden. Very serious, Allah for the Maisa. So we have to know what is it? What does it mean? So the Bir Halacha talks about it. Simen Shin Ches Sif Gimel. What is the Kli Shel Malach Kulis? You know the din, the din is all the din. But what constitutes it? So the Shulchan Aruch said the case of Targum Lach Tefot Vela. So the Allah has a bunch of cases which the Gemara has. Then he says as follows. Dash a customer from the garden. Kli Shel Rol Malach Kli Yisru Hu Gam Ken Bechlal Kli Shel Malach Kli Yisru. It's derived from the Rashba by Kadeir. Depends upon the rope. Mr. Brewer disagrees. He thinks only if his Ikara is Rak Le Malachas Yisru. Raklif only mishdamish b'lehetter. That's again derived from the Rashba. Ikara nasa l'tapcha. Avlam derech akli l'shdamish b'lishneim. But Isser is a majority. He says minola demaksev data mine. Talo asuya lemeleches heter gankem etorafi. So the machloka between the Gadam and the Bir Halacha, something which used the majority of uses for Isser. There's a significant minority use for heter. What's it in? We've got of his machmir, he gives it a status of Kli Shel Malach to the Yisur. And the Bir Halacha thinks that no, it should be mutter. So what are they fighting about? He said the Kli Shel Malach, this is it's the Yukud for Yisur. Once in a very long while, a person may use it for heaven, but it's not just the majority use for Yisur. No. It's 60% for Yisur, 40% for heaven. If people got it, will say, Shemalach for the Yisur, it's a follow the majority. And the Bir Halacha says, no, that's mutter. Even the Kamal itself, not a Kli Shel Malach for the Yisur. But what are we arguing about? Who's right? I have Mr. Brewer, the right? The passions. What does Kli Shel Malach for the Yisur mean? This is set aside for Yisur. But the 40% usage for Heter, who cares 60%? Isn't that a bit of a rogue man? What we are, it's very hard to understand what the people are driving. Why should he be saying that? In other words, what's the Bir Halacha say? You have, what's the paradigm? It's goes back to what Eli said. Mooks amounts to certain kids and passions is, again, of course, the rope posting, it's set aside completely. They're not going to use it, but it's whether it has to be Klisha Makhdisra as well or not. Let's assume it does, it makes it easy to explain. It's just completely set aside, 100%, you're not going to use it. So the Halacha says, all right, it's not 100%, it's 90%. There is an occasional use. And what they always call, when I was a kid, they called it a pencil. But now I'm down with the books and books. And the pencil was always called a Kli Shel Malach Kli Yisru, because you use it for writing. But once in a while, a pencil is used to move something, to get something, to push something. That was an example which was used. As opposed to, say, a very expensive thing, you would never take a chance on using your expensive, you know, they say the violin, they give an example. They're expensive. You're not going to use that bowl, the violin, to get something out of a corner. It breaks. Close to dying. But that's what I always was taught, that's a distinction. So that's the case, I think the Bir Halacha is clearly right. If it's 60% Yisur, 40% Heter, that's not called Kli Shel Malach for the Yisur, which is approximating Muktzah Mapsa Sarah, because it just falls short by a little bit. So that's why I thought the Bir Halacha really was right, the Pashas. So that's what. However, the truth is, that the Tosfos is against the Bir Halacha. I think Matz Kefurish. I didn't say what the point is out, but I think the Tosfos is against the Bir Halacha. On our Lam and Vavim and Aleph, I don't know how many people learned this. I think the Tosfos is national against the Bir Halacha. Oh. One thing you don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. Should have put in the Marmot. I'm sorry. We'll take a look. We have all that with Gemara anyway. Take a look over here. Lam and Vavim and Aleph. More of the Spanish. It's loud. You have to work it up and work on Christmas. to know about Hatzayim. It has to have been, you have to see this with that one. This is a lesson like this. Lesson says, listen carefully. Zolshara nechem yel tashmish arroga lasis lo b'chol. Afilu ein lo tashmish amayuchad lo. Ba'afilu dovash amalakta le'is ha'shari. According to him. Kevan shedera also tashmish lasis mi medu b'chol. On the corners of Isaiah, Boaz, I go, etc., etc., etc. So if I read it straight, he's saying about Furch, the Tashmish and Rog, the last of the Pope. It's not a free case, but Rog, the last of the Pope. Pope's our authority. Okay? And it's not about Pekin, it's in the category of Domish and Malachalias. Unless someone can refute the proof, at least it seems to be a, I thought, with a fairly significant proof to the opinion of the priest of God. That set me thinking so, but I thought Mr. Rabbi Bialach was right. So what's the chance of being a God? But I thought that maybe the whole Mahalak is wrong. I thought the Mahalak and Fisher Malachus was like, it's like books and maps of several cases. And that's completely 100% you're not going to use it. It's 90% you're not going to use it. 95%. And then we're all completely a whole different Mahalak. Because what's the reason for the use of books of the Chalab? Let's take a step back. We always know the Gemara and the Furish, especially the last time, that the reason for the Easter of Tiltulumsa, that is pointed out correctly, Tiltulumsa, is, as opposed to Achila or Tashmash, etc., the Easter of Tiltulumsa is because of Zer Mishamotza. So the Furish Gemara, both in Shabbos and in Beis, so Tiltul Mishamotza. Yet the Rambam has different reasons. Different reasons. In Perek Chavdal, at the end of Perek Chavdal, Allah Shubayz, the Gimel, a whole series of reasons. You should have a different kind of Tiltul to Shabbos and Tiltul Mechol. Reason number one, and then if a person uses a kli, he may come to do a malacha. Reason number two, and then you have a shvitz and ikeres. So he has three different reasons. Why is he against an offer of the Gemara? That's a good question. The right it is, he got three reasons. We got all three against the Gemara. So the Mekeres division is an interesting answer. Even if the Rambam, if the Gemara's reasons are right, then when it comes to yontif, but it's no really so at all, then there shouldn't be any yisimul. I can think more than any yisimul. Okay. No, like Beis Shammai, they all can be told. I don't want to get too far afield. They all can be told that the Nisei Otsa be on them too. So that's the back of our book going to Beis Shammai Shita. We look inside the Gemara smash a little bit. Where we la 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 like Beis Hillel, that we cannot do the valid reason. That was fishing around for other reasons. So the Mekevah's mission says that's Pshat in the Gemara. Maybe it gets where he got it from. Why is Pisham Lapis more Chumba than Pisham Lapis? Not because it's miyachad and more, not because it approximates looks and mouths and certain kids, because it's 90% of the time. No, it's a different reason. We're afraid of doing it to blood. That's where I'm probably got it from. So the mechanical condition. You got the fact that looks are something to do with Yisrael from the category of Klisha Malachalias. If that's the case, then it makes a lot of sense that the people got it. It depends upon the majority. Look, anything can be used for instance. You can't move anything. It's going to be used. So you have to follow that with the majority. That's the people got it. That's not what the Tosin and that way. Okay, so that's what I wanted to discuss just for openness in terms of what is a klisha malachalias. I'd like to have to devote the rest of the time in terms of what do you do, what heter is there for klisha malachalias. We know the two heter, the tzara of gufo and the tzara of makom.
Is there any of the Rebbe Nechemia and the Rebbe Nechemia?
It's unlikely they argue about this point. As Ali mentioned before, Rebbe Nechemia come out different. Different mahalkim, different things, but as far as the definition of Domish and Malachim to depend upon the Chemin or Rabbonim, I don't see why. If you were right, I would refuse my proof. I realize, but I don't think there's any indication at all of that. Because Wizard of Meyer, so I thought. Then we discussed last time, though, not only you here, the Rajma said before that the Tzora Gufa of Monsoy Shabbat is us, Bahi Purt the Lomi Apish. So therefore, the Rajma, that's not considered to be the Tzora Gufa. Right? We have three sheets about that. Is the Tzara Gufo, or it's no worse than a Tamil Tzel, or it's nothing. Right? That's how the Rambam seems to say. So therefore, what is the Rambam saying? So the Tzara Gufo, very possible. It's the Tzara of Shabbos. That's clear. There's no doubt the Rambam defines the Tzara Gufo as the Tzara of Shabbos. No doubt about it. And that's the case for the Rambam. There's also no doubt in my mind that it's important to move it clean out Friday night, for example, which I don't need until Shalosh Shudas. It's a different challenge. Shabbos is also on Shabbos. Or, I don't need it at all. You need it. That's me. Nothing personal over here. as long as there exists a valid Tzorach Shabbos, it's mutter. Vaker, if there's no Tzorach Shabbos, it's also, even though it's serving a need, right? I'm using the cunning to play with the leather of my sure, I could have waited for Rosh Hashanah, right? But I could have waited for Rosh Hashanah, it's not considered to be Tzorach Shabbos. Could have waited, even though I'm using it for a purpose, which it satisfies a positive purpose. Since you could have waited, left Abdullah, it's not called Tzorach Shabbos. Then with us, the converse of that, to my mind, is that if it serves any Tzorach Shabbos, even though it's not for the minion, 12 hours from now, and even though it's not for me, it's for a friend, doesn't matter. So that's one point that Rashi should be moved. The Pesukim all talk about these Shabbos. You know, what's considered the Tzorach Gufa? Must be for immediate use, must be for my use. According to Rashi, I don't think either of those two. I don't think so. And then the Shemir Shabbos discusses in footnote Tavkes, Karakov, it quotes from the post. I only have one little Ha'ara, but according to Rashi, that we suggest that they find, it's only a suggestion of Allah, we could not even hear much proof to it. According to Rashi, we thought that if it's Tzorach Gufa of Motzei Shabbos, it's also Mutter. The Rashi Manoch, we thought that he was learning that the Tzorach Gufa, it's still a Tzorach Gufa. Why not? It's serving a positive purpose, even though you could have avoided it, you could have moved it after Shabbos. So what? Right now serving a positive purpose. So according to Rashi, we define the Torah Gufo as serving a purpose. Not the Torah Shabbos. Not defined the Torah Shabbos. It's serving a purpose. Then it's arguable. Maybe you have to serve a purpose right now. Maybe you have to serve your own purpose. So that tilts the Shemesh Shabbos may depend. And then it goes backwards way upon the Machlokas we have suggested between Rashi and the Rashi. That's the Torah Gufo. That's pretty simple. The fight starts by the Torah Gufo. That's where it gets a little leavened. The Shmira Shabbos in the Aruch of Dalet says, the Tzorach Mekoma means the Tzorach Mekoma. You need that place. That's literally. Well, let's say something just bothers you. You need a place to go. I'll give you an example. You and your wife are sitting at a Shabbos table, big Shabbos table, and you left the hammer on the table. You left the hammer on the table. You don't need a special thing. It's a big table. It's 10 people. It's only 2 people. The hammer's right there in the middle of the table. Well, how about you, but your wife can't stand it because she can't stand it. Yeah. The hammer in the middle of the Shabbos. I would say cover it. You don't pass it like a beef club at Equity, so even if they put that side of it, and it applies to not listen. Nah, you can't cover it. Whatever. Not a bad idea. The pots take a lot of try a Tzorach Gufo. Take a walnut. You try to tell the comments about the little bit.
Put something where it went down. Once you picked it up, there.
You have it's 10 feet empty between the other way. You want to play the doctor to be there. You're sitting here. Your wife's sitting here. The place should be over there. No,
that's the question.
It seems to be a little bit too contrived. There's a limit to contrive, it just seems to be. Anyway, so the question is, can I move it? So it bothers me. The Shemir Shabbos to the Kasa Aster. Not called Tzorach Mekoma. And he picks a ride from the Mahiri at the end of the receptacle from Dalit, picks a ride. And other flimsier rides. I thought it was Mukta. Why did I think it was Mukta? Because if the Tzorach Gufo, the Tzorach Mekoma were official categories, which, you know, somehow came Halacha Moshe Sinai or some other the right, so even a level Rabbanim is a separate category. Okay, we can hear it. But Halacha Lamais, true. And everyone agreed. So that's not Rabbanim, Rabbanim, Kufkav Dalet. But on Kufkav Gimel on the day, the Gemara the following expression. Mim Tihiti, oh my Rabbanim, we pass like Rabbanim. Tihiru Kartani, Mali Litzara Gufa, Mali Litzara Fakam. So remember the list of three Atarim? So he puts those two together. I guess Rabbi puts the two together. If the two together, what's the common denominator? Shabbaham, the Tzorach Gufo, Tzorach Mekoma. The common denominator is the Tzorach. What if it's the Tzorach Shabbos, which we talked about before, the Rashi Shita, or the Tzorach is something else. So the Tzorach Shabbos is Mutter. So the Tzorach Shabbos is Mutter, and it bothers me, I can't stand a hammer on the table. That's also a Tzorach Shabbos. That's what I thought. Oh. Then I found, after being a sort of a loner, I thought I was the only one in the mountain against the Shemesh Shabbos. I got a little bit nervous. Go out of the limb, I saw a great sefer, which you should be aware of, called the Mavz Elio. That's how they wrote from Gate. And I found he had a whole shiva about it. He's also a matter. He quotes the same Mi'iri. and he says that it's mutter. Not close to right. Was it Sidney? Memvov. So, I put on the Ramakamas just for you to look at. But I don't think you look at the whole thing. It's pretty long. But if you have a chance to look, look at two Sivkotans. Sivkotan Zion and Tess. Sivkotan Zion says, Lothoria, Stirus, Varena, Midiri, Amiri. Kufnum Dalam and Beis. Kitsi, he knocks off the Amiri. He doesn't just, the Amiri's not talking about this kind of a case. If you look carefully, he says, you need Tzorach Shabbos, that's all. You need Tzorach Shabbos. If it's not Tzorach Shabbos at all, he knocks off the Rai from the Amiri. That's number one. But number two, and this, I didn't even realize before I saw it in his statement. Oh, number two, before I go any further, he brings the Rai from the Grub. Not the Grub that you quoted, we'll have to discuss this next time. There's another Grub, also Reish Tanavot. But you're a there, Reish Tanavot. Same number. You're a there, because it's Mila. You quoted our Chaim, Reish Tanavot, right? You quoted Grub. Right, right. Two Grubs, right. So Reish Tanavot, in Sivkot Gimel, he says like this. Listen carefully. Right, books not the Saran Kiss. Ashik for Bohakiliado, even like a sack of Shomila, ain't had the Tatlo Hakak today. You can't move somewhere else. I have a Klisha Mahalizer, it's Mudur. What's the difference? Here's a gruff quote. The doctor of a Klisha Mahalizer, Shaino Mukso. That's your whole verse. That's not called Mukso. How do you know? Shemutal the Tatlo Tzogufa Makoma. Rak mechamel etel osur, catch this now. The havi shalol etzora. That's what the three words. The boy even one word count. The havi shalol etzora. The kamel etel is shalol etzora. Shalol etzora. Shabbos, sorry. You'll be out of cleat. You'll be ruined, but it's not going to get to Shabbos. Right? Yeah?
I understand why I'm moving to play for the other end of the table. Is any more tzora of Shabbos than kamel etel? I mean, the other. If you really need the mukum to use it for something, for eating your meal on Shabbos, that I understand. But if it's just sitting at the other end of the table and it's just bothering you to see it there,
why did it talk to move it?
It's a psychological need, which could be the same thing as time on sale. It's going to disturb you. Your hand is going to be destroyed outside.
Oh, that's a very good point. Oh. Interesting. You say this. I have a hammer on my table. It bothers me. I can't eat it. It bothers me. I have a hammer in the backyard, and I know it's melting in the sun, and it's very hot sun, it's melting my... I don't have a record. What melts in the sun today? CD, this one? CD, okay. CD, I left it out in the yard, so I can't eat. It bothers me psychologically, I can't. He's trying to slug me up like this. If psychological needs count, every mechamel etzel, the someone who's sensitive about losing money, is a tzorach Shabbos. He can't handle it. That's a good question. I guess the answer is that monetary based psychological needs, we have somehow a requirement to overcome. But this is the tzorach Shabbos, because I want to have my Shabbos tailor to look nice. It's a halachic psychological need. If you make that distinction. It's a good horror, but I think that that distinction needs to be made. Then he says,
but then it'll only apply to Suda.
Okay, something of that nature. Let me just go a little further. Hold on.
Your own Shabbos.
Listen. He quotes the Tosafot in the second paragraph of Shabbos, that he says as follows: Even Rav Shimon, who denies Muktzah, agrees that Kli Shem Malach Leif that Eino Machmas Muktzah, Ukamot Kli Shem Malach Lehetter Shelo Letzorah Klal. Then it's what the Kama Shematad Letzorah. Right, that you can continue, in other words. You can continue. But the Masha also, the Tadla, the Tadla, Makoma, etc. So you see Clark, A, confirm that you said, we'll come to that later, probably next time, on Monday, Mr. Shem. But B, he quotes the Gordon, he says, step up his, prove his yourself. I wanted to bring a right to the Gemara, that it's Muslim. The Gemara we saw last time, Kuf Kav Dal, Emma Al. Look at this. Kuf Kav Dal, take a look. On Gemara. Talks about Hani Karos Heishi Batal Talidalu. According to Rabbah, Rabbah's not, ladies and gentlemen. How do you move the Karos? So what do you see? According to Rabbah, there's no question. According to Rabbah, you can certainly move the Karos. But what kind of Karos are we talking about over here? What's the problem with the Karos? What do you say? Rashi says, Hani Karos Achar Akila Heishi Batal Talu Lissalkon Milafon Neinu. Pashup Shanta Gemara, right? There's nothing any solution. Talking about a dirty dish. How do you remove it? According to the rabbi, of the implication of the rabbi, no problem. Why no problem? Because it's considered tough makom. You don't need the makom. Don't you need the makom? It's dirty. They bother you. Yeah. That's what the pashup shat in the Gemara was mashed for that way. And let's go on a little bit further. Simon Shin Ches, Siv Dalit, is as follows. He says like this. But he's talking about Kedera. Nira da'af kshepinu me'atav shal v'omedes v'bayis mutl l'taltla o l'salek l'tzad chutz da'vi k'graf shal rei ayin Shabbos kuf kov dalit v'nyan kor. He's mat the base of graf shal rei. So wait, so kor is against him. He's only being matir, something which disturbs you based on the fact that it's what? It's like Rav Sharei. Why did he say in the Torah of the Komo? And he quotes enough for the Gemara. Zok the Sefer Ma'am said, oh, no, that's all Poshut. That Gemara said it's according to Hura, according to Nehemiah, according to Rabbah, that it's not the Torah of the Komo. And then the Gemara says, the Kasher is like Rav Sharei. Well, the Didan, that feel the Klisha Ma'akhlis is in the Torah of the Komo, and Mokom Ha'akshas Kof, I care. He quotes, he said, I was Mechamed his riot. But he points out that the Mishnah is against us. But he quotes the Gemara and Matthew only based on Graf Sharei. That's presumably a higher threshold. And I don't know if he says that the Hammer is also Graf Sharei by a Rebbetzin. I don't know. We don't know all the details of Graf Sharei. You can have Graf Sharei, you know, by a dead rat. I know that's a Kabila Meissa. But that's the Gemara has. That's a Graf Sharei. But that a Hammer should be Graf Sharei. That's already a little bit too much. So the Bialocha seems to have not quoted the Gemara precisely enough. He quoted the head of Rav Sharei, but he really should quote the head of the Torah Makoma. But in effect, it's the Makoma of the Israel, but he said it sort of intense because the Kasha gets the Bialocha. That's what he has to leave. Finally, I want to just a brief introduction, so we'll start with next time. Next, I want to talk primarily about Chesaron Kiss, and we'll have a lot of things with what Eli said today. But just as far as whether you're allowed to move a kli shemalachto leheter with zoref gufo, can you just keep on moving it and moving it and moving it and moving it? So the post can say that only does not apply to mukta gom, only applies to kli shemalachto leheter. And that's what we just saw before by mukta proper zotish heter. Talk about what you called before very nicely, tilkul kalin. That's where the heter was found. The question: where is it found in Shas? Where is it found in Shas? This heter, that once you carry something, you're allowed to carry it further, beyond. You find it in Shas? You find it in two places. One is the Eli quote. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein kli nitl el l'tzorach davar hanitl. Right? So I'm carrying it for some other purpose of a davar hanitl. Once I do that, the bar has, I can go carry it, put it wherever I want. That's one case in Shas, you find that. There's another place in Shas, you find that. Who knows? Rabbi Nechemia, right here. What does Rabbi Nechemia say? Rabbi Nechemia says you can only move something for a specific purpose. You can't just move things around. Rabbi Nechemia is a very big machmer over here. You can't just move, even klisha machmer lehet, you can't just move around. Stam et hamal et sasvi, only for a tachin ami yuchad lo. So Rabbi Nechemia says, if you have the chemid, if you carry the kashmir shalom biyuchalo, and it's in your hand, you can put it down any way you want. So there are two places the Shabbos is fun. What's the sign of Shabbos Shabbat? These two cases. As you said very well before, it's not really a Easter of Mokta. It's not really Easter of Mokta. So we call Kilkul Kelim. And the chemid, you came with Kelim, Shadim, Shamach, and I had them. But they're biyuchad, they're confirmed. Kwanda Bietzim, you can't do something. Ephes, Tzorach, Davar, Shein, and Nikol. So, once you move it, you can move it beyond. The Isser. We ended off the Chabura last week with a question of the Shitas Agra concerning when a person is permitted to continue to move something which he began moving. We mentioned that the Gemara says it in rare cases, and the question is how far can we extend those cases? That's the big machlokes which the post can have. And the Vilna Gaon says that it applies. You turn off the heat. The Vilna Gaon and Simon Shin Ches. Thank you. Says Sivkot Yudalit that the hefty was limited. And there's a big dispute what the Gaon said, what he meant, was alluded to last time. There are two possible limitations that can be imposed upon this dispensation. One that only applies to what was called last week Tiltul Kalim, but not to Mukta Mamish. For example, the Gemara had a case of Enkli Nidla, let's off Davar Nidla, that's where the Gemara had a Mefurish. Then we had the Rebbe Nechemia's deal, and it was Kamat Mefurish. That's the Gro's comparison to Grash Aray. We spoke about the very end of the Shia last time. And from that, the Gro being brought around, it applies even to Klishimalakalis. Otherwise, we don't know where it got. Where did it tell us to get it from? We got to get out of Misvara. And Misvara, Klishimalakalis, they said it's not really a Mukta. Sivkot Yudalit. That the Hefty was limited. And there's a big dispute what the Gaon said, what he meant, was alluded to last time. There are two possible limitations that can be imposed upon this dispensation. One that only applies to what was called last week Tiltul Kalim, but not to Mukta Mamish. For example, the Gemara had a case of Enkli Nidla, let's off Davar Nidla, that's where the Gemara had a Mefurish. Then we had the Rebbe Nechemia's deal, and it was Kamat Mefurish. That's the Gro's comparison to Grash Aray. We spoke about the very end of the Shia last time. And from that, the Gro being brought around, it applies even to Klishim Alakalis. Otherwise, we don't know where it got it. Where did it supposed to get it from? We got it out of Misvara. And Misvara, Klishim Alakalis, so they said it's not really a Mukta because they have Shimon holds from it. Right? That's different. If Shim denies Mukta, that's what the Malachatosis has. The Gro wants to prove from the Gemara. Which is the comparison between the Hefty and the Nechemia, which is the dike from the comparison to Graf Sharei, and that extends to Klishim Lavi. That's the Malach of the Bir Agra. Those want to look it up. It's Simon Shin Ches Siv Kotten Yudalit, based on the Gemara and Shabbos of Kuf Chav Dalit Amud Alf. On the bottom, in the beautiful Sefer Birchas Elio, he quotes it as an interesting question: whether the Gaon really holds what is Shita really is. Here, the Gaon is limiting this heter of going beyond what you're allowed to do, or just taking it in the way you want, to a situation where it's not really mukti. Elsewhere, the Gaon seems to say it depends upon whether it was tchilos of the heter or tchilos of the yisur. These are two different issues. You can find nafkamina in both directions. I can have a case of tchiloso be yisur, even by klishim lachol yisur. Namely, he picked it up shalotzo lufam lakoma. He picked it up mecham l'tel. Now he asks, well, what can I do with this now? Can I then move it to wherever I want? According to the Gro here in Shin Ches, the answer is yes, because now Mukta, even though you picked it up the Yisr, but once it's in your hand, you can go as far as you want. Okay? Whereas according to those say it depends upon Tiltul Viv, upon what? Upon Tchilat Tchilat Beheter, that it wouldn't apply to it. Tchilat Tchilat Tchilat. By the way, this is not for now, but why should it depend upon Tchilat Tiltulo Beheter? What's the Svara? Since when was it? Hold Ishtaria, what kind of business is this? Because he started Behetna, what's the difference? So one of the Mephashim, it could be Sarah Sameach, says, Atilda's exam is Shem Hotzah. And Hotzah, you may not learn Hotzah now, but almost learn Hotzah. But in the first mission of Beit, it says, there's Akira and Hanocha. So you're not over the right to the kira and anapa. So you have to like, that's an interesting hachat. And then a kira and anapa be yisr, even by mukta. So if you, it was tchilat tchilas of a heter, there's no a kira and anapa. It's not doma le hotzah. If I'm not mistaken, I think there was some echo that said that harifis. But that's a different mahalach. They're two separate mahalachim to explain what are the limitations of this heter of going beyond once you have it in your hand. So it's a shayla. It's a shayla. Where, how far do you go? As a matter of fact, Tosis Naflam and Hayam Abbas, again, I'm sorry, I think to be the one parak that not everyone is clear on. Discusses Mukta. Just before parak here. Mar talks about someone who was blowing the shofar. The shofar is like a siren today, right? That's what begins Shabbos. The whole discussion of once a person has the shofar in his hands, the Baal Tkiah, can he put it away? So, Mar talks a very bad one. Amen. Hamid Bey says, Nasnu Chachamim Shil Lachat and Akneses, the whole shofar Lebeso. And the other say, no. Welcome to Sunday. Yesh lechazen haKnesset Barosh Gagel. Shasham aniach shofar. Shishem betalp. Lo asa shofar. Lo asa chatzotzus. That's one that you may remember. There are three different sheetahs here where the shofar chatzotzus are both osur, both mutter, or split. So this is the first day that they're both osur. So Tosis seems to say that it would be prohibited to move the shofar, even though it started off in your hand. You cannot continue to move it elsewhere. Even though shofar may not be more than a klisha malach to liyisr. But doesn't this indicate that a klisha malach to liyisr, even if it's in your hand, you may not move it to a different location? So the Vilna Gaon says, they go all in quandary of Nechemi. If you remember the Gemara there, you saw it, Harab Yudah, Harab Shimon, Harab Nechemi. The question is, who says what? The passion of Nechemi is the biggest machmi. He asks the shofar and chatzotzer. So quandary of Nechemi, the Gaon concedes, but you cannot permit it to take it any further. That's a mechemishita. But halacha lemaisa, it may be carried to a further location, like kli shemalachto liyis. However, the Tosfos doesn't seem necessarily to go with this mahalach. Tosfos here v'hatanya. This is all the Gaon speaking. The Tosfos seems to be machmir, and the question is. Why? So Tosis would seem to assume, if you go with the mahalach from last week, which is a very good one, that this dispensation is limited to a case that's which is only Yisratil V'Kelim, and not Yisratil of Muktzah, then if Tosis would aser moving the shofar, even though the shofar is only Klisha Malach Yisr, just leads us to the conclusion that maybe Klisha Malach Yisr has a bit of Muktzah. We keep saying it's not really Muktzah. And what's our raya? A raya is a main raya that's mutter l'tzorach gufa makom. Where do you find that there should be mukta which is mutter halfway? Mukta is usually also completely, right? But the Vilna Gaon, who seems to make the uses the criterion as to whether it's mukta or just tilkul kalin, it depends upon whether you can continue to carry beyond. If you can keep going, then it's mutter, and if not, then it's usher. And if in fact there's a shita which goes against the Shulchan Aruch, so that even though it's a klisha malach liyisr, you may not continue to carry it beyond the Tzorach Gufa Mekomo, perhaps they're of the opinion that klisha malach liyisr has a status of mukta. The other case which the Gaon quoted earlier was situations which was klisha malach lehet, was also to move anyway, either because you can't move the Tzorach Tavashin and Nittel, or Nechemishita in that respect. So then it's Klisha Malach Lehetik, and then once you're ready to move it, it's in your hand, you can go further. But if it's Klisha Malach Lehetik, it resembles real Mukta enough that this dispensation perhaps would not apply. Aye, Klisha Malach Lehetik can't be Mukta because Reb Shimon is murder. That's one of the major clues they bring. Reb Shimon is murder, you see, it's not considered to be Mukta. So that's not such a great raya. That's the Gaon's raya. But what's not such a great raya? Because after all, What about Mukta Matas Masar and Kis? What does the Gemara say? Shimon is Maida. And yet we consider that, that was part of the discussion last week, but the Pash, the Rav Kosman say, that it's considered to be Mukta. Not just the Nisim Tiltul Kail. So you see, the fact that Rav Shimon is Maida doesn't necessarily mean it's not considered to be in the category of Mukta. And it's part of what we discussed last week. And the definition of Kalisha Marachlis, it depends upon the Rav, it depends upon this, it has any common heter use, and I thought it should depend upon the shaila. Is klisha matlitzer along the lines of vuk matz v'sar kis? Then vuk matz v'sar kis, this is no use, and klisha matlitzer has almost no use. Almost no use. So I mean, you might take a kind of a vuk to kind of a thing. It's a little bit more cal. Little sar gufa makomba, because the sar gufa is not so outlandish. It happens something which is once in a while does really happen. However, if you go with the other malachim last week, that depends upon if a kind of a gzeirah, which shemi yatam alocha, which the Mekeret mission is based upon the Rambam, then it depends upon the role. We thought it depends upon the role, and the Supreme Megadim against the Bir Halacha. Then the Chorus, not even a book. So we may be able to tie in the shadow from last week into this question of the status of Klisha Malach Kalias. And the Nafkamina, could you keep carrying it? The Shulchan Aruch says Mutter, and the Tosis Gruch says, and the Tosis seems to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah of course follows the Shulchan Aruch. He's moderate, and he introduces that second factor, which the Gaon seems to omit completely. It's the factor of Tchilas Tiltulo Behed. Where does the Gaon say that? Not here in Shinches. He quotes it earlier in the Siman Reish Samavo. Reish Samavo. And he quotes the Gemara over here again. Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Lamed Hei Amid Beis. What's say on the Gemara? The minute we blow the shofar, it's considered to be Shabbos. Right? And therefore you have to put it right down. The Gemara applies, you've got to put it right down. Aye, but it's only a klisha malach al yisur. It's a different malach. It's not called tchila tashmisha v'heta. Aye, you picked it up on Friday. What's the answer, Abosa? Friday doesn't count. You only count Shabbos. And the minute he picks it up, the minute Shabbos comes in, it's already be yisur. Second, it's bon kiyata. Second, he blows the shofar, it's good, yeah?
How does that look for what's the minute of Shabbos?
Right, it wouldn't fit in the Osam Yatsar. Correct? Pasha, so it wouldn't. Because they have the cure from Arab Shabbos. You're right. So, it wouldn't work with that, but that's far. Interestingly, I saw in the sorry? I don't know. I have to learn but I just threw it in as a could be. Interestingly, in the Mukta book, which we haven't really quoted yet, it's a very good book. What's it called officially? Tiltulei Shabbos. And the famous Tiltulei Shabbos, which is commonly known as the Mukta book, Hilchos Mukta, very excellent book in English, the Hebrew footnotes. So he seems to hold here on page 234 that you pick it up on Erev Shabbos, that's considered Tchilas. Tiltulo behet. I don't know. I didn't think that was really the case. So I didn't think the Gaon held that way. Maybe he has a different sheep. They also the Osamea. I don't know. I don't think he would accuse much of a reason, but that seems to be his assumption over here. Okay. Just a side point. How do you define Chilas Hashmisho behet? Does it have to be on Shabbos or even from Erev Shabbos? Okay, so he discusses here in the Sefer Brichos on the footnote. Well, what is the Grashi? What is the Grashi? Does it depend upon the definition of the Mukta? Klisha Malach Kol Yisur is Mukta because it's not really Mukta, or depend upon Tchilas Tiltulo Beheter, which of course can only exist more or less when it comes to a Klisha Malach. It could theoretically, it's another case. Sakat Shomila is a Mukta Malach Masaron Kis. But he did it behet because he had a little risk. That's also the question of Kutra and Tuchuya. They talk about that in this context as well. And this is the shiloh which is raised by the Sefer Birchas Aliyo, and his conclusion is Tarat Ibina. Both Kumrits are Trozim. Has to be only Klisha Malach Kol Yisur, and only if it is Chilas Tiltulo behet. You need both. That's what he says. I don't know. It doesn't sound mashed away from the Gros. Sometimes the Gros different sheetahs he proposes. Not every, the Gros not always consistent. I thought the Gros said one thing one place, one thing another place. I'm not sure which one he really held from it to be, but Sarah and both, the sheetahs together seems to be a little bit dark. Okay. Now I want to just make a few horrors. Bamuk Tzemach Tzasar and Kis was discussed already last week, and now we're repeating some of the things which were discussed before, but just a little bit extra Ha'aretz. That is the question of what if it's a klisha malachal, the heter. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Chaf quotes in Ha'orah Mem Zayin and Mem Ches from the Shulchan Aruch Harach, and that's where he starts on top. That's his opening line. Book Tzemach Tzasar and Kis, line one. It's Sif Yutes, page Resh Mem. Kol Dvar Yekar Erech She'omeid L'shimu She'osur B'Shabbos. That's how he starts. Opening line. And you mock, but not to use it for something unusual, like a stack of shomila, shchita, etc. Fancy furniture, and he gives radios and typewriters. You have to add now computers. These delicate, expensive instruments. That's what he calls Mok Tzmahavas Chesar and Kis. He goes completely with his mouth, and he quotes it from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the explanation is as follows. We said before that a klisha malach al yisr has an unusual use, an unusual hetadika use, and therefore it's not completely mukhtar. But if it's chesar and kis, you wouldn't use that unusual use, because you're risking breaking the whole klisha. It's not worth it. So therefore it's really the same thing. So there is no unusual use. Although physically there is, but based upon the da'at of the balabas, not to break his delicate instrument, so de facto, there really isn't. In theory, you could use it for something else, but in fact, you're not going to use it for anything else, because you're going to risk breaking it. That's how the Shemir Shabbos explains. I suppose the klisha malach al heter. What's wrong? Who cares if it's expensive? I have a crystal decanter, very delicate, very expensive. What do I use it for? For my wine on Shabbos? I don't. But some people have a fancy. It's very expensive. Who would say it's mukzah? Because it's klisha malach al heter. Very expensive, and you use it when they use it. Only on Shabbos. You know, you use it on Tuesday. So there wouldn't be any principle of Mokhtar Kassar and Kis in such a case. That's what he says. And therefore, what if I find the case of a Klisha Malachlis which has no other use, but it's not expensive? Just there is no other use, just for whatever reason, there is no other use for it, but it's not expensive. So then, according to this mouth, it should also be Mokhtar. What title of Mokhtar? Kassar and Kis, I cheap. No, Kassar doesn't mean Kassar and Kis. Kassar means this is a way of saying that there's no other de facto use aside from the main use, which is the use of this. That's what he writes earlier in the same parak in Ha'ara. Tetzvav, Kli Shemlach Disa She'ein O'Roar L'Mlocha M'Teres B'Shabbos, Kimo 8. Right, talks about a pen. Then he says it's a Machlokas with Mutzah Tzav Lutha Mekomo. Others say it's Osa, others say it's Mutzah. He always was taught that it ain't has other uses. You can use it for push things around, but if there's no other use at all, then it would seem to be at least quite a many possible, even though it's not so expensive. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, that's part of the Sugya Katotis, but part of it. The question also how to pass in that Sugya. What does it mean? Horror. Okay, we'll come. So in the Mukta book, again, they quote the Rav Moshe's making. And one says, nah, first of all, he said it's only a one sheet, a klisha kol malach al yisr. I just talk about chatzotus. The sheet of chatzotus are in the town. Kol malach al yisr. It does. So Rav Moshe says, well, it's a das yachah, we don't hold like that sheet. Then he adds, everything has a use. Just quote it in page 48. Everything has a use. What use? Paperweight. Something shouldn't blow away. No matter how delicate it is, you put it on the desk here so that the paper at least shouldn't blow away. So that's the case, obviously, but that line, Rav Moshe took the whole literature, and just knocked it off. There's no such case in the world of Ein L'Shum Tash B'Shachar. How can you do such a thing? That's what I told you, there's another beautiful sefer here called the Shalme Yehuda. The Shalme round.
You were really called the round thing.
It'll roll away. I guess you're right. Limiting it to that very rare case, okay, maybe.
That's also
all right. I don't know if they're round on all sides. I can't put them on this way.
Light.
Light thing. How heavy must it be to hold on paper? Paper itself. One paper. All right. So he has over here in the Sefer Shalom, Yudikos from Rabbi Yosha. where he says everything could be used for to put up pencils. He's a rare use. Anyone can use it for to hold. He doesn't talk about a paperweight. He talks about putting it, stuffing up a hole. I don't know if you put it. He just forget something in the way. He says, it could be in the, somewhere in the corner. That doesn't count. He says that doesn't count. He says this is what he quotes. If called kli after this some chor or something like of this nature. So what kli of shachar? So what's the whole literature? What's the whole discussion? The klalu shahishtamshus shaaf pam lo mishtamshim lo nikro hishtamshus. That sounds like a statement of philosophy. One more time. Hishtamshus sha'af pam lo mishtamshim lo nikro hishtamshus. But that what you do lipam even leitim rechokos, that's called hishtamshus tzar gufo. That's where Rabbi Yoshua drew the line. So the paperweight, things of this nature, just don't count. Doesn't count. And he discusses this in at length. That's on top, page Yuzches. On the bottom, he has a footnote for those who want to look it up. It's a very beautiful sefer. Sifkat v'cham veis. But that, you have to need some time. That goes from page Yuzdeis all the way for Yutes. There's a footnote, a long footnote, back and forth, the various shittas. When, what do you count, what don't you count? You know, as far as this, you know, rare use. So for those who want to look more, this is a sefer which is a very interesting sefer. Has a lot of good mind recurrence. Okay. Now, what's the hesper, Adover? I feel like I have a good hesper. Klei schor, which the poskim says muksa. This is the opinion we use exclusively for schor. There is not a klisha lachal yisir at all. It's according to the definition which we thought was based on the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Harav. That means that you're using it exclusively for your business, right? And you want to sell it. And it's expensive. So that has a status of muksa matzah sarah in case it's not good. But according to this Tosa Shabbos, Islay Trey Tamil Yisura, one is Malachal Yisr. And that's reason number one. And then it's Chesaron Kis, so I don't see why that should necessarily apply to Clay Schorah. I don't see why. I don't see why. So I thought it's only one unifying reason, that you're pushing away completely. shall be Abbas Tefillin. People forget to move the Tefillin off the seat before Shabbos. They weren't in Shul Bin Chatan. And then come Shabbos morning, every seat is taken, and then it's Tefillin. But never, you never switch to Shaila. No? Huh? It happens, this is a very common Shaila, no? Davin say, yeah, but this is a fairly common Shaila. So the Ramah in Simon Shin Ches of Dalit is matter to move Tefillin. The Ramah in Shin Ches of Dalit says it's mutter to move Tefillin the Torah. Shabbos, you have a tefillin. People forget to move the tefillin off the seat before Shabbos. They weren't in shul bin chatan. And then come Shabbos morning, every seat is taken, and it's tefillin. But never, you never switch to shaila. No? It happens, this is a very common shaila, no? Yeah, but this is a fairly common shaila. So the Ramah in Simon Shin Ches of Dalit is matir to move tefillin. The Ramah in Shin Ches of Dalit says it's mutter to move tefillin the Torah. Tefillin ain't the tatlam kiyam the Torah. Very vague. What is the Torah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kedei shlo yigonvu, shlo yiskalku lebechama." That's the mechav. The Rambam. The Taz is talking about Machmir. He said, "No, tefillin is called klisha melachta liyisur." Why? Because in Simulam and Alf they say you may not put tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore you can only put the Torah kufo. What does that mean? Catch this now. Kedei shishmeru mehamazikin. Tefillin is a very good protection against mazikin. And apparently that was a fairly common practice. You're putting on the tefillin. Even on Shabbos, it's mutter apparently what this is keep from mazikin. What can you do? Mazikin. Oh, limakoma. Limakoma is much more common to someone wants to sit in the chair. No seats in shul on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is b'shas hatzchak. It can be meikil like the first day. As he said back at Simon Lamed Aleph of the Olocha. Because believe it or not, there are those who say you're allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Not a klisha b'chalit. You're potter. But maybe there's no Isser. Not so partial to Isser. Isser is based really on that Zohar. You think about it, I don't want to go into that now. But really, in the Gemara, it's not so clear that there really should be an Isser to put on film. If it's us, it's either based upon a Xerah Shem Yitalto, the Yishu Sarabi, which is a questionable, it's a long story, it's a long Bira Gra, or Zohar. It's the same Zohar, the Chalamari Zohar, it's the same one. So that accepts that. So it's not so clear that it's really Isser. So we're not an Isser. But B'Shas HaTzchak, you can assume that perhaps you can move it even to protect the tefillin, not necessarily to aguf of a kol. That's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I have to get. That's an interesting question. The question of tilpum and atzad. Well, the truth is, it's always tilpum and atzad. You're moving the case, they call the tefillin zekel, and not the tefillin itself. Huh? Oh, that's going to remind me of buses. And even if you have a talus, because Zoych can have a talus with your tefillin, but still, it's not so poshut because the bus is a davar, or also a davar, but what's more choshut? I mean, everyone knows what the talus cost and the tefillin cost. I mean, we'll have to get to that, okay? But if you have a Shabbos talus, I guess if you're a weekday talus, so actually, we'll talk about this. But we'll get to it. Okay, all right. So that's another question. These are all questions. All very good questions. But the Pashtus, not so simple to be mad even if it's in a talisman. Not glad. Maybe you can fetch out a head. Not so simple. So let's go back to this question. I thought, and I saw this question here quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Kulchos. Here's his kasha. In the Oral Lamed Beis. He asked the kasha, it's an obvious kasha. Tefillin is the ultimate muktzah machus for Sarah Kis. Of course, more than any of these things. Now I get tefillin, a good pair of tefillin. Maybe computer costs more, okay. But the price of computers are going down, the price of film are going up. So there'll be a time when it'll cost more than that too. So why is it considered the category of mukta machmas kasarim kis? That's the kasha which the Shemir Shabbos raises in Ha'ara Lamed Beis. He gives an answer, interesting answer, but the author is very indicative who the author is. The author of this answer is the Tosfos Shabbos. He has the kasha first. Kisvi HaKodesh HaKalim B'Darga Achas V'Yisurei Muktzah. We've already seen, and we discussed it a little bit last week, the first shiur about what's Mutl Shalot Torah Klal. So they said Kalim are also Shalot Torah Klal, but Ochlim and Kisvi HaKodesh is Mutl Shalot Torah Klal. You see, they're more kaf. So that's where it tells the Shabbos to that answer over here too. No, what do you say about that? He's a Chushitasa, right? He told Shabbos Chushitasa that this concept of Chesaron Kis is a combination, a Tartel Reyesa. One ray is of Klisha Machal Yisa, and another ray is of Chesaron Kis, so they put it over the top, makes it also complete.
So Mamela, when it comes to tefillin, which doesn't have the din of kli shemalach kliyus, because it's a din of kisvi hakodesh, which is more kal in this respect. So Mamela, you can go on that combination and put it over the top. I think it looks pretty. I haven't looked inside, but it's probably a shittos. Where we said before, we thought that the unifying principle, that of the Alter Rebbe, that whatever is usher and it's used only for that purpose, then hug the kushal aduchta. I thought it should be us. I think the Tosa Shabbos only answered with shittos. So he quoted a different terrace from Shlomo Zalman, a different terrace. Look, he says, if a person can wear the tefillin like this, you can't wear the tefillin when you're not mechavel the mitzvah. So therefore, even though the Magen Avraham says we should treat them as mukta, we shouldn't treat it as klishim lachol hefer, even though it's really basically mutter to put them on the Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says, since most people use them only for a mitzvah, so then we should treat it as klishim lachol yisah. But they don't go that far to treat it as mukta kasar and kiss. Ani lo mevin and manashah. If you take into account that you can wear it for not the purpose of a mitzvah, so it should be klishim lachol hefer. Right, that's what the Ramos seem to be saying. It's mutter to the Torah, even to the Chama Latem. Elamai, you want to say, no, we don't take it into account, because nowadays people are not wearing these tefillin for Shmira, and I ever see that, I never saw it. So therefore, why are we going to chusar and kiss? What kind of compromise is this? Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand it either. So I saw, whenever I look for a chumrah, I rarely look for chumras, but once in a while, I know where to look. So I guess I know where to look too. I look in the Sefer Bris Ola, which is Rabbi Yamin Zilba. Those were the Chaburas and Bishl. I had pulled out one chumra there, remember that with the water? I found it in the Bris Ola. Right? So here I found it in the Bris Ola too. It's reliable. So he says that Tfilah is Manazer, it's Muksa Maps for Saran Kis. The question is why was it different then? He says, well, he says, then Tfilah were cheap, and now they're expensive. There's no question that tefillin are more expensive now than they used to be, but I don't think is that really it? I mean, right, and as I said before, yeah, could be. As I said before, according to my definition before, it doesn't have to be expensive. As long as it's used only for various, then who cares if it's not expensive or cheap? But it may not make, at least according to some, which wouldn't make a difference. I thought it was a different distinction. They used to wear it for Shmira. That's the answer. People in the time, you see the Gemaras that way. The whole sugi and Erevin, they used to put on the tefillin for Shmira. Today, no one does that anymore. That's what changed. So then, when they used to put it on for Shmira, so Shmira was a minority use, so it was a klisha malach for the Yissa. And had a malach for the Heter use, namely for Shmira. But as man as ever, no one wears it for Shmira. That's why we should be mapping out it more than in years gone by. That's why I thought that man as really should be I think it should be a chesaron kiss. Again, when it comes to the Maisa, people are looking at arguments in shul over a seat, you know, and people end up moving their tefillin. I don't say anything. I don't want to go into this guy. I have a chumrah with the Bris Olam. But the Mishnah Berurah is making on a different ground, that since Mi'iki was in, you're allowed to wear it. So the Klishim Lachal had to go. So even this instance, though, when there's going to be a fight in shul as a result of my chumrah, I don't oppose them. But not for that. I would say we should be machmir. Finally, this is one last Nehara, which was discussed last time at some length, which is the issue of Miyachad L'Mokom. I know there's a whole fight after the Chaburah that's talking about Miyachad L'Mokom. The Sharati and Simon Shin Yud Sifkot Yutzes seems to say that if it's no Yichad L'Mokom, I don't care how much money it's worth, it's not considered Machas Tzoron Kis. He takes Miyachad L'Mokom literally. And the Shemir Shabbos over here, Nehara Nun, disagrees. He says it's wrong. Don't take that Gemara literally. You don't have to have Yichud Mokum. Not necessary. He says, V'chi Odom Yachud Mokum in New York Siva, Matzleima, etc. So what about a camera? Everyone knows a camera is Mokum not Sasaran Kis. Even though you don't put it in the same place all the time. I guess maybe the Sharatki would say that a camera is not Sasaran Kis. In Rabin there were no cameras. So I don't know so well what they bring in a riot for cameras. He may disagree with that also. But if it's a big Kiddush, he takes it literally. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Shemir Shabbos, don't take the word Miyachad Mokum literally. No. So the Chazon Ish that was mentioned to last time, he said, no, there are two dinim. There are two halachas. There's Chesaron Kis, if it's expensive, that's called Chesaron Kis itself. And Miyachad Lo Mokum, even if it's not expensive. Even if it's not necessary, even if it's not a klishim lachal, even a klishim lachal hezer, says the Chazon Ish, is considered to be what we call muktzeh machlokes on kis. And he gives an example of what he calls here a sha'on kir, one of those big grandfather clocks. Miachal lemachal, that's not nice. It's a lachal hezer. What's going on? It's just ticking tack. There's nothing happening. There's malacha being done, but this miachal lemachal is usher anyway. Even though it's malachal hezer, so there's two dinim called the Chazon Ish. Two dinim. Furniture might be a problem if you never move it. He brings a riot. We mentioned last week the riot. Kilas chasan. Did I mention that right? That's his riot. Kilas chasan. Kilas afmem heyam. A person's kovei al amoko, even though it's klisha malachal lehetzer. Rav Moshe is quoted in the Muktzeh book on page 73 as being megal the Shabbos. So what's he going to do with this riot? Of course, the raya berura. No, what do you say about it? The raya berura. Yeah, what's the answer?
I thought that was exactly the issue we discussed. And
very good. That's what I thought the answer was. That's what I thought the answer
too.
No, I think also that's what I was. That was my theory of the Chazon Ish's Raya. He's quoting Gemara and Nachlam and Hamer. Look at that Mem Vav Amen Aleph. Tosis Dibra Maskel Vaha. They say the Matzkani and he will be called Kvias Mokom Legamri, and Kilas Chasanim is not included. What does that mean? What does that mean? So it seems to me that that's exactly the distinction. That legami means it's malach tali isur. So if it's malach tali isur and then it's one place and all they use for hetter, then it's us. But if it's malach tali hetter and they just have one place for it, then maybe talk about the maskana. Not kamina the maisa. Not kamina. I'll tell you how my house happens all the time. You have pictures on the wall. Picture on the wall. It's there for you. It could be for 5 years. The picture doesn't move. It's hanging on the wall. And then one fine Shabbos, someone brushes against it and now it's crooked. Any balabasta can't handle that, you know, a picture crooked on the wall. And the question is it mutter to put it back? The quarter of Chazon Ish would be awesome. The quarter of Moshe is mutter. So it's a Shabbat Chak, Shalom Bayit. So I think we can have grounds to be made. So the Chazon Ish is right, which was not completely compelling. Yeah. Things. A picture and a frame. Okay, we'll stop here. I have one more little thing. The last series of my Mekomos of Blessings I Can't Live Avayas, we'll talk about it next time. If there's a volunteer for next time, I'm happy to accept him. If not, it'll be next week. But I have a tentative volunteer. So if you want to speak to me, you'll be now and Wednesday, okay? And then this will be my new Mekomos soon as possible. I have it today. And then, okay, good. Call it the Shabbos. So we'll start. Printed in Agamot, call our Kalim, we call him the Shabbos. So Tosis, that's impossible. You have to say, call our Kalim, how do you call him the Shabbos? Call our Kalim, we call him the Shabbos. We call him the Kalim, and how do you call him the Shabbos? At Tosis Kash, but our Girsa, and it's not just our Girsa, the type of a printer. At Rashi's Girsa, the type. Rashi's Nusuk is Rashi's Girsa. Call our Kalim, we call him the Shabbos. It's ridiculous, how can it be? There's somebody Kalim, and how do you call him? Tosis changes the Girsa to how do you call him? So the Rav, the part of the Rav, I said, no, nope. I want to give a love to Shatari. Call our Kalim, we call him Bishabbos. That's not true. No. Any Kli which is not Nitzel Bishabbos, it's not called a Kli. By definition, the brisker definition. And all the Mukhs, because they're not Brahman Mitalpul in this nature, so they're not labeled as Kalim. They're not labeled as Kalim, so okay. So they're not Nitzel. But anything which is called a Kli, by definition, is nitl b'shabbos. This idea that you have something which is we would call a kli, but halakhu, it's not a kli, precedes the Rav, which is written in Aruch HaShulchan, in Sif Tav Gimel. He talks about certain kalim, we're not going into details right now, which are not, have no use. The ketzroros ha-kavon. We call it a kli, it's like a rock. It has no use, we label it as a rock. So that's the Rav's mark is that if it's folks mask on certain kids, either miyachad mok or my elo tash mashal heter, however way you slice this, we learned last time, it's not called a kli. It's not called a kli. That's why it's not even he's miyachad the girsa, kol akelim nitolim the Shabbos. It's not neat. If it's not neat, then by definition it's not a kli. Fine. That's just error number one. I'm sorry. Yeah. How do you call it? Yeah, but what can I do? Rashi has a girsa and he's telling me.
Right, then it's easy to figure out good other things. Tell me, the time doesn't need to be so much to be able to handle. What? Call our Kalim, the Shabbos, the Rambam. That's not so bad. All Kalim. Which on the Shabbos? All Kalim, on the Shabbos. There. Could be. What can I do? There's a different gear here than there. I mean, what can, if you want to change the gear, so fine. But let's go back to the Ikar Adin, the first Mishnah, the first line. Kol HaKelim, Nitolam, B'Shabbos, V'dal Tosein, Imoyen, Af HaPi, Shenisporuchu, She'ein HaDolman, L'Dlasus HaBayis, L'Fi, it's a long sentence, L'Fi what? Where's L'Fi going? L'Fi that L'Dlasus HaBayis, what? Is Einem in Amufan. Okay, I have to read the Mishnah. The Rashi explains, Bishop, L'Dlasus HaBayis, Einem in Amufan, L'Talbo, She'ein HaKli, Avreelu HaKli, Kli Agav Aviyah. Good. Rashi Lashon Kli Agav Aviyah seems to indicate that by definition it's called a Kli, even though right now it has absolutely no use whatsoever, but it still is labeled as a Kli because it relates to its father, relates to the original Kli from which it comes. Sure enough, the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in this way. Into Kotten Lamin Hay, Shimda Akati Klihu. And he says, why? Sheroy litzchaber makli v'alkein mutl l'tav v'afilu v'kam l'tzeil afilu k'she'en ruyin l'molot ha'cheret klal. The Rashi says the Mishnah Berurah is in the first. That's what comes out of Rashi. But it doesn't have to be have an intrinsic, independent use. The mere fact that it can be reunited with the father, Agav Aviyah, that's sufficient to give it a status of a Kli right now, even though it has absolutely no use. However, the quote to Yushe Aran, not really the Aran, the quote to Yushe Aran, says not that way. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes it, back in Perek Tes Vo, not really a Perek about Mukta, it's a Perek about the Godin. But as we shall see, the most common real situation concerning this mission is Bapa. So there in Perek as well, Shemir Shabbos and Ha'ara. Found it now. Reish Chav Beis. Says, Mishnah Berurah is making. But he says, Kol Tosfos Kuf Chavav, he requires Ruah in the Shemush, and the Chiddush Yeran, it's royal the chassis for him, and therefore kaptor the ain a royal l'shem shimush he also betulbu, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan paskin. The machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, whether a button is mutter or not, it happens all the time. Buttons fall off. The Mishnah Berurah said it's mutter because you can sell it back to the, you have to give that case, but presumably mutter because you can sell it back to the garment, and therefore it's agav aviyah. The garment's not mutter, but neither is the button. The Aruch HaShulchan is machmer for our buttons, which have no use. Sounds like it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi and the Ram. Machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Poskim had a paskin. Interestingly, in the previous era, Tezvav Ha'ara Reish Chof Aleph, he makes talks about the following. Talks from Shlomo Zalman. If it's a plain but, it calls Poshut the Motzui, Asher Ein Makpidin the Tzatz Adach the Kafre there, also the Talzlo. Why? But maybe who's going to return this button to the spot? They'll take a different button. Yeah, but I don't know. We're going to need a different button. I'm talking about the Shlomo Zalman, this is a big chiddush. A button pulled off your coat. Shabbos. It happens.
Oh, no. But it's like a shirt button.
Shirt button.
The shirt button.
What they call Kaptorei Hizerva. The reserve button. That's going to be a problem we're talking about on top. And they walk around the shirt on Shabbos. I mean, I can't wear a shirt. I can't wear a coat.
But
also have come to reserve it. So it's a difference. The bottom line is, I don't know. I'm not an expert in buttons. I don't know how to sew buttons on. But normally, I think if a button falls off, you put the same button back in the same place. Even if it's pushed or muscle, you go find another one. If you lose another one, I have to have the reserve one. If you lose, there's no shadow. You can't find it.
it fell down right in front of you, that's a Shabbos filter. The Shlam is on the Sora, a bit of a Chiddush. Chiddush. You can't catch it, you can't get to drop it if it's a milk. We're talking about our previous child about when we started carrying. Yeah, but if you say it's mutter, it's mutter. If you say it's mutter, then neither had different left tongue plot. It's mutter mamish and it's itchilas tultulo. It is, should let it drop. In the Sefer Shalme Yehuda, quote from Yashiv, in Chelek, Perek Gimel, excuse me, Sefat Yudalit, who says that buttons are mutter. Why? A different Torah Ram Shlomo. Everyone's looking for chumras here. Shlomo Zalman said it's also because why? Because it's plain. Pashut Amatzi, and you may put a different one on. So Psiyar HaShulchan asks it because it's not Royal Hashima, Shlomo Zalman doesn't want to pass like Rashi. He finds the places with Iran. And Rabbi Yashin has a third reason to ask it. Namely, because of other... when something falls off, Dalsus I can't pull up its mutter. They should F Shalak Zira Kamosha he. Put it right back on the way it is. But a cop to Tsarok Svira. Get to sew it. I don't know. Nothing chumra. Everyone has Tsarok Salma Hafner. I don't know. Talk to the Maisa. I don't know what to do. I get to be a. If you have a choice, kick it. We'll get to that later. Until to the Gufo. We won't get to it next week. We'll talk about that. But kick the button over so it shouldn't get lost. Yeah. So you write like this. I'm just giving you a quote of the footnote over here. Footnote you better. Beir Adava. Hetashel Belasos Urak Bedela Shesov about Tzirim. Badela Snafka Mea Tzirim Shechol Alav Zira Kamo Shehi Belo Shemaisa Mechudish. Adela Shetzir Bechubur Masmer Kam Masmer Nafa Adela Smuksa. I don't know. Akitza. That's what he said. I'm just quoting verbatim. So the Maisa have three Svaras Lahafri. Those who say he brought the Shemesh Kshat, that's the Lusha Iranian. And Baruch HaShulchan passes that way. You have Reb Shlomo Zalman, who said that it's Pashut Amatzi, you can substitute a different button, so it's not considered Mutta Agam Aviyah, and Shemesh Shabbos Kosev. And Rabbi Yashiv Shalita, who says it's also because you have to sell it on, and Shlomo Yehuda quotes him. We have three different Svaras for Achmir, but Pashut kind of Rashi Mishnah Ruah, it's Mutta. The mikro then we should be make a pashta, but the chatzila should kick it. This is around the line, those poskim to do the mic if the button does fall off. Now, speaking of Shalmi Yehuda, what's the Dalsus Abayas? What's the story? Obviously, it's more common. Why the Dalsus Abayas more common? She quotes over here. What's the Mishnah Brewer he talks about before we get to the latest stuff? The Mishnah Brewer says in the Shin Ches. What's wrong with the advice? Okay, when Shlomo, he's Apapi, Shavuy and Ezra Tashmash, Kli Hashuvin, in Tomako, Kevin Shlomo, the Kaf, Asur and Betilpu, the Stomon, Omdim, the Saber, Im Abites, the Lachem Osser, Ben the Sparkle, Bechol, Ben the Shabbos. What does this mean? So, in the Sefer Shalom, Yehudi quotes again from this is his own. This is his phallus. What's Pshat Mishnah Brewer? Is that Mukta Machmas Gufo? You hear? The door of the house is Mukta Machmas Gufo. Ki Dover Amachuba Lakarka Ein Shein Kli Olo. As we know from the first Chavurah, but it's Tumah V'Tayra. We all know that Mukhuba can't be Zambat Kabbal Tumah Hashem Kli Olo. And the same thing applies to Hilchas Mukta. So therefore, if it's Mukhuba Lakarka, it's not called a Kli. It's not called a Kli by definition. It's called Muktzah. So it was an obvious question. What did you just do? Open the door. It's good thing it's Wednesday today. So Nukhum, we can't open the door in Shabbos. That's what it says. Because the door is wild. If it falls off, it's not a clear. If it's on the door, if it's attached to the door, it's not a clear. If it's not a clear, how do you open the door on Shabbos? You're banished it up. The Nukhum. It's great. I mean, some of them think that maybe we need a couple size. A Nukhum, you can't open the door on Shabbos. No? That's what it says. It says, it just said that Delos is not a Kli. So how do you open it on Shabbos? How do you open it on Shabbos? Well, the answer is, it's not my answer. This is the answer of the Shemir Shabbos Kochav Kof from the Alter Rebbe. Shulchan Aruch Harav. which is in back of this Perek Hanukza, Perek Chof, Teora, Reish, Mem, Tes, in a somewhat different context. It's the very big yourself. You can open the door because, listen to this now. This is in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simon Reish, Ayin, Zayin, Kuntris, Akron, Sifkotten, Gimel. That's in the bottom. That's in the bottom of the bottom of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this now. He's talking about a different he's worried about a different thing. He's worried if you have a candle in the back of a door, why isn't it an Easter of moving the candle? He's talking about buses. He's talking about buses. We're not up to buses yet. Even the new Mahamakar wasn't up to buses yet. That's going to be the third and final, third Mahamakar machine we're there by buses. He says, one problem, maybe it's not called a bus, technical reasons we'll discuss later. Another reason he gives Alter Rebbe, listen to this now. Eino Choshev Tiltul, Lidina Ner B'mashem B'tatul Adelis. Why? Maybe Tiltul Men Atzad. But then he goes further. He says, or he doesn't go further, but the Shmur Shabbos goes further. In Perek Chof Pe'ara Reish Men Tes, he says, Adelis Chashuva Mechuberes Akarka Ve'ein Kan Tiltu Klau. It's not called moving. Moving means you're moving book. It's called moving. I open a door, it's not called moving anything. Whatever is attached to the ground, it's not called moving. Wow. It's a big kiddush. You think you can open the door, you're moving the door. No. Al-Pi Allah, you're not moving the door. You come in, the door moves physically. But Al-Pi Allah, it's not called moving at all. Yeah. Well, I would have to go back to our original Baal Chaburim, you just argue with him about it. But leave out the Tumah V'Tara now. Forget about it, okay. We'll say without it. Why not make Taurus? Al Rebbe didn't make it, he said it without Tumah V'Tara. He just said it outside. But if you move open that door, it's not going to be moving. It's not going to be moving. It's right open the door and shut. That's exactly the point. The mission said that the Delos is Spartu. They can't move it. Why? Shalmi Yehuda said, it's Luxemapos Gufa. So I have to cash, I open the door when it's attached. The terrace is, but this out there ever. You're not moving it. I'll feel up. It's not considered total. When you move something which is attached to the ground, it wasn't a closed position, you move to an open position. In an open position, you move to a closed position. It's not considered halakhically moving. It makes things worse, not better.
No,
it's
not
going to work. You want to get started? That's right. You don't do that. It's not going to help. You're not making things better. Just making the same kind of kitzah. This is the terrace I think you have to give. Otherwise, it makes. How do you open the door?
Can you be
out there for this terrace? Well, that's one we may have one of the chaburas where we'll discuss that. That's a very good question. Oh, well, that's a big question. So maybe you can argue. But really, it's not a Tluxanavas Gufa. Except for Jumiachad and Fius. It's a very complicated, I wasn't even going to go into that. Very complicated topic. When you take, you know, the stones and they're very serious, in my opinion. So, to use them for various important reasons, the Shabbos. Right. I really didn't want to get involved in that. Anyway, so you could argue that really the door is absolutely muktzah, and opening the door is considered tilta. So how do you do it while it's attached to the ground? Because you'll be yachad for use. The time is what happens if it fell off. The person you'll be yachad for use is called not as attached. When it's no longer attached, then it would be ready. It's no longer usable in the present state. So the yichud is both. That's a good question. That's why it's not so simple. Oh, very important to listen to this. Because we're talking about Yichud Kalim. If a person is miyach at a door, you say the door would be considered a non-clear. But the miyach at a person is attached to the hinges, and it's all about the hinge of Shabbos, should we say that it retains the status of a clear because we heard a miyach at it? No, right now it's detached. Because you're going to attach it anyway. So the status of Yichud should remain. If that's the case, then the new turret won't work. You have to say my turret, based on the Shemir Shabbos and Alter Rebbe. But if you will assume that the Yichud only exists for as long as the door is attached to the hinges, but once it falls off, some of the Yichud is bottled, and it comes looks all over again, then your terrace is tenable. Very good. There's another terrace. a contingency terrace, right? It hinges on that, huh? It depends on that? Yeah.
It's possible to say they really have to be, but for everything but the door opening, they're not going to be attached.
That goes back to what we discussed before. Maybe meaningless. If he is miyachad, he could be looking for other things anyway. I don't know. This is the issue of the doors. Now, there's an interesting Rambam. Rambam is a strange lush which the Magen Avraham picks up on. Lots of a Rambam, this is in Shin Chesed Kod Yotes, in Perikafei, in the Rambam. Losses Habayis, Afal Pishen Kalim, Lohuchnu Latalta, Leficha Dem Nisparku Afilu B'Shabes, Ein Metalta Lenosa. What did the Mishnah say? Let's go slow. What did the Mishnah say? Kol HaKelim Nitalim B'Shabes Lavsen Imon Afal Pishen Nisparku, in parentheses B'Shabes. Okay? Even B'Shabes. But that's talking about the Tzad Heter, right? That's talking about Dalsas HaKelim. The Rambam took the Afil of B'Shabes and put both of these in it. So we're going to wrong. It's about if it was broken, the concern that it was broken is Usser. Okay? And he also goes with the Kivegas Svara that it's Delos is unique. Why? The stomach almost is Chavar Mabayis. But you quote him the Kivegas Svara. That's a chiyuv that Magen Avraham did. The Mishnah Berurah talked to Nadir, but both. You can tell that to Magen Avraham without a rabbi. That's not a kasha, but we certainly are. He has a kivegas svara. Then in the next line, he quotes the Magen Avraham's did. And then Rabbi Kivegas said, as far as they're not going to Magen Avraham's did. The Mishnah Berurah quoted both. The Ha'ara puts up, and maybe he's kind of later, the first one half, his Ha'ara too. I don't see it. Okay. Now, Rabbi also said, we're going to start the Sugya Sukkah Menatzah. For those who don't have a new sheets.
Where are they?
And how Muktzim Shinizhru B'Shabbos